Romania. Galați, Sunday morning local time. A Spanish F-18 on NATO air patrol detects an unidentified drone that has crossed from Moldovan airspace into Romanian territory. 17 minutes later, the drone is debris. This is Romania's fourth drone intercept of 2026, and it marks something worth pausing on. NATO's air policing mission over Eastern Europe has quietly become a live combat operation, not just a deterrence exercise.
The Moldova connection is what I keep coming back to, Marcus. Moldova sits in an extraordinarily delicate position. It's not a NATO member. It has a Russian-backed breakaway region in Transnistria, and it shares a long border with Ukraine. Drones originating from or transiting through Moldovan airspace could be Russian military drones that went off course, could be loitering munitions that failed to reach their Ukrainian targets, or could be deliberate probing of NATO's eastern response. The fact that we're at four intercepts in under 8 months suggests this isn't a series of accidents.
And here's the operational detail that I think people are glossing over. 17 minutes from detection to kill. That is an extremely tight timeline when you factor in identification protocols, chain of command authorization, and the actual intercept geometry. NATO has clearly pre-authorized rules of engagement that allow Spanish pilots, not Romanian pilots, a Spanish pilot on rotation, to engage threats in Romanian airspace without waiting for lengthy consultations. That represents a significant posture shift from where the alliance was even 2 years ago.
It also raises the question of escalation management. If one of these drones turns out to have Russian military markings, or if Russia decides to publicly acknowledge that its munitions are being shot down over a NATO member state, you have an Article 5 conversation that nobody in Brussels wants to have right now. So far, these intercepts have been treated somewhat quietly. Technical news, not political crises. But that calculation could change very quickly.
This connects directly to another story we're covering today. The Pentagon's assessment that the U.S. cannot stop a domestic drone swarm. Lieutenant General Joseph Girard, the NORTHCOM deputy commander, made that statement publicly, which is extraordinary. He's saying the military lacks sufficient sensors and interceptor weapons to defeat a drone attack originating from inside U.S. borders. That's not a foreign invasion scenario. That's a scenario where adversaries or domestic actors pre-position drone swarms within the continental United States.
What Girard is describing is essentially a detection and response architecture that was designed for a different era of threats. NORTHCOM was built around Cold War models, ICBMs, bombers, manned aircraft. Small autonomous drones, especially swarms operating in coordination, exploit gaps in radar coverage at low altitudes. They're harder to discriminate from civilian drones and the kinetic interceptors available, things like close-in weapon systems or short-range missiles, are expensive per kill against cheap targets. You could overwhelm the defense economically, even if you couldn't overwhelm it tactically.
Which brings us to the Maryland demonstration that Bloomberg witnessed this week. Autonomous A. AI-powered drones independently identified and attacked a tank target without any human control input during a defense contractor showcase. The demonstration was specifically designed to show how these systems can coordinate in swarms, designate targets, and execute strikes on their own decision cycle. The technology is no longer theoretical.
The phrase, without human control, is doing enormous work in that Bloomberg report. And I want to be precise about what it means technically. There are different levels of autonomy. Some systems are human on the loop. A person can intervene, but the system acts unless stopped. Others are fully autonomous. The system decides, acts, and the human finds out afterward. What was demonstrated in Maryland appears to sit closer to the latter end of that spectrum, which is exactly what international humanitarian law experts have been warning about for years. The legal concept of meaningful human control over targeting decisions has never been formally codified in a binding international instrument, and demonstrations like this are why that gap matters.
For defense investors and contractors, the Maryland demonstration is a landmark. For everyone else, it's a reason to pay close attention to the Senate Armed Services Committee's upcoming review of autonomous weapons acquisition timelines. The technology outrunning the policy framework is a real risk, not a theoretical one.